Once there was a poor hunter who lived in a hut deep in the woods. He lived there with his only daughter, for his wife had died when the girl was a child. When the girl was of age, she said to her father, "I want to go out into the world and earn my own bread." "Well, daughter," said the hunter, "it's true enough you have learned well how to pluck, skin, butcher, and roast whatever game I've brought home. You may as well try and earn your own bread out in the world." So the girl went off to seek a place. When she had gone a ways, she came upon a palace and got a place in the kitchens. She was pleasant to be around and quick as can be when it came to preparing the wild game for the queen's table. And in no time at all, everyone liked her, especially the queen. Now, some of the kitchen help were dull and slow, and they grew envious and started a rumor. "That new girl? She said, not only can she cook, she can also spin a pound of flax in 24 hours. In hearing this, the queen was impressed and called the girl from the kitchens. "Have you said this? Then you shall do it. But you may have a little longer time if you choose." Now, the girl stood speechless. She had never spun anything in all her life, and she begged for a room to herself. Well, that she got, and the wheel and the flax were brought up to her. Well, she pulled the wheel this way and that, she twisted and turned it, but never having seen a spinning wheel before, oh, she made a mess of it. As the sun was going down, there she sat, sad and weeping, having no idea of how to help herself. All at once, a strange-looking old woman came into the room. Her tongue was protruding from her mouth. One thumb was as broad as a cooking spoon, and one foot 3 times larger than the other. "What ails you, girl?" she said. "Ah," said the lass with a deep sigh, "it's no good to tell you, for you'll never be able to help me." "Well, we'll never know if you don't tell me," said the old woman. And so the girl told how her fellow servants had started a rumor that she could spin a pound of flax in 24 hours. "So here I am, shut up in this room to spin that heap, when I've never even seen a spinning wheel in all my life." "Well, never mind that, lass," said the woman. "If you'll call me auntie on the happiest day of your life, I'll spin this flax for you. Now go lie down and get some sleep." Oh, yes, the girl was willing enough, and soon she was fast asleep. The next morning, when she woke, there lay all the flax spun into linen yarn that was so clean and fine, the likes of which no one had ever seen before. The queen was very glad to get such even, beautiful yarn, and she favored the lass even more. But the rest of the servants were even more envious, and soon word spread through the palace. The new girl, she's saying now that she can also weave all that yarn in 24 hours. So the queen said to her again, "You've said it, now you must do it. But if you cannot finish in 24 hours, I will not be too hard on you. You could have a little more time if needed." Again, the lass was at a loss for words, but begged to have a room to herself and spent most of the day trying to decipher how even to begin. As the sun was going down, there she sat again, sobbing and crying, not knowing what to do, when another strange-looking old woman came into the room. Her arms were so long they nearly dragged on the floor, and she had a great hump on her back. "What ails you, lass?" asked the woman. At first, the girl would not say, but at last she told the whole story. "Well, well," said the old one, "never mind. If you'll call me auntie at the happiest day of your life, I'll weave this yarn for you. Now, off you go. Lie down and get some sleep. Oh, yes, the girl was willing, and soon she was fast asleep. When she woke, there lay a bolt of linen cloth on the table, woven so neat and close, the likes of which no one had ever seen before. The girl took the fabric and ran down to the queen, who was very glad to get such beautiful linen, and praised the girl even more. But the other servants resented her even more and plotted their revenge, whispering to the queen. The new girl? She says she can sew that entire bolt of cloth into shirts in 24 hours. Well, all happened as before. The girl dared not say she could not sew, and she was shut up in the room by herself. And there she sat, tears and grief, until the sun was going down. But then another strange-looking old woman came into the room. Her eyes were as large as saucers and glowing red. As the girl told her sad tale to the old woman, the woman smiled, showing her long, pointed teeth. "I will sew the shirts for you, lass, if you will call me Auntie on the happiest day of your life." Well, the girl was glad to do this, and she did as the old woman told her and lay down to go to sleep. The next morning she woke and found the bolt of linen had been made up into shirts, and they lay on the table, ready to wear, completely finished, top stitching, buttonholes, and buttons and all. Such beautiful work, the likes of which no one had ever seen before. And the queen, when she saw the work, she was impressed with the mastery of the stitching. "Such sewing I have never seen in all my days. Now, if you like, you may have the prince for husband. And you will never have to hire workwomen to spin or weave or sew." Now, over the next few months, as the preparations for the royal wedding were taking place, the girl and the prince spent many hours together talking, and each found the other to be a good match. At last, the wedding day came, and just as the guests were sitting down for the bridal feast, the three old women arrived. Everyone stared in disbelief. Some turned away in disgust. Others struggled not to laugh. Quickly, the bride got up and ran to the women. She hugged each in turn, saying, "Good day, aunties. I am so glad you are here." And turning, she said, "Dear husband, may I present my aunties, Polyester and Rayon." "These are your aunts?" said the prince in astonishment. "Well then, they must sit with us for the feast." As they ate, the prince was filled with curiosity and struggled not to stare at the old women. Finally, he could stand it no longer and turned to them, saying, "My dear aunties, I do not wish to be rude, but I must ask, how is it you have come to look the way you do?" "Oh, we were all as lovely as your bride when we were her age," they replied in unison. The first continued, saying, "Ever since I was little, I spent all my time spinning. My one foot grew and grew from treadling the wheel. My tongue grew and grew from wetting and licking the fiber as my thumb would press and press and press, and it would get broader and broader and broader, drawing out the yarn." "And I," said the second, "ever since I was young, I sat bent over the loom, throwing the shuttle back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, causing my arms to grow longer and longer and my back to become humped. "And I," said the third, "ever since I was little, I sat sewing and staring as I stitched and stitched and stitched and stitched throughout the day and night. And that is why my eyes are so swollen and red. My teeth are sharp and long. Oh, that's from biting, biting, biting the thread." "Oh," said the prince, "I am glad to have heard your stories." Now, the new bride had been listening to all that the old woman had said to the prince. She now turned to him and said, "My dear husband, I know your mother, the queen, values hard work, but if I do all the work of the household myself, well, I will cause others to lose their livelihood. Perhaps it is better that I concentrate on just one area. Dear husband, which would you have me choose?" "Well, indeed, you have made a wise observation," said the prince, "but I cannot make that choice for you. You and you alone must decide." The new bride looked lovingly at her husband and smiled. "Then I choose to cook." And the prince breathed a sigh of relief. The two lived happily together. And it is said that all who arrived at their door were welcomed. And they departed very well fed.